Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances. I'm John Schaefer, and this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast comes from a live performance that took place in our downstairs studio, our ground floor performance venue known as the Green Space. The event was part of a collaboration between New Sounds and the New York Guitar Festival, something we do each year. And in fact, this is from the 2017 edition of the New York Guitar Festival. This particular program featured two singer-songwriter-guitarists, one of whom, Mark Rebo, we've heard before, and the other is Trixie Whitley, whom we'll hear now. In addition to sharing the stage, they each played on each other's sets. So you'll hear Mark Rebo with his electric guitar joining Trixie Whitley a couple of songs into her five-song set. She started things off with a solo performance, and a very bluesy one at that, which shouldn't be too surprising. Trixie is the daughter of the late Chris Whitley, a gifted but ill-starred blues rock singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And this opening song from Trixie Whitley's set is called Oh the Joy.
The source of a child's lullaby, and our mountaintop thoughts can weigh heavy on our hearts, but it's carved in stone. I was born to listen to voices, but when water's silence is filled with things, this be heat over wilderness. Thank you. patience. For all the issues. For all that shines.
Trixie Whitley with Oh the Joy with us on this third of four New York Guitar Festival events here in the green space. And I really enjoyed your last record, Porta Bohemica.
Thank you.
And you've now already been working on the next one, right?
Yeah.
You sound exhausted.
Because
you've been juggling having a two-year-old as well.
Yeah.
So that's got to be...
It's wonderful. I mean, it's been really refreshing. And
that was how I was going to end that sentence.
Yeah,
wonderful.
I mean, the exhausting element definitely is the challenge of being a new parent. But also, I mean, it's really exciting because it's been forcing me to be super focused about my time management. And so with writing as well, you know, I've just been really kind of, it's funny because back in the day when I was kind of mentored by Lanois years ago.
Daniel Lanois. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There were a few songs that I wrote back then that he would be like, all right. He's like, hey, Trixie, that thing, that's a keeper. I'm going to be out for a coffee. I'll be right back. Why don't you just finish the song by the time I get back? And I'd just be like, all right. But it's kind of bringing me back to that discipline, which has been really educational and great. So in terms of like combining new momhood with, you know, writing and recording a record, and how to kind of strategically design your time and your moods around that. That's been good.
You know, there's people have this kind of image of the creative process as, you know, it's the bolt from the blue, it's the burst of inspiration. Of course, that happens, but you can be a creative person and also be kind of like, I mean, I know lots of composers who get up at 9 a.m. and go to their workroom and, you know,
I mean,
it's like
you
a
have
job.
To. If you take your, you know, I mean, if you take your work seriously, you got to, you know, it's like, you know, like, what are you going to do? Sit around and wait for the drama to come? It's
right.
Like, nah, it's not how it works, you know? You
no.
got to, I mean, and thankfully there, you know, I realized that I have enough blue inside of me that I could just kind of fish it out whenever I need to.
So will we be getting to hear any of the stuff you're working on during the program tonight?
I mean, if I may, when I got this invitation, which I'm very grateful for, I was excited because I haven't played actually in about 6 months for an audience. And, you know, I have, speaking of like writing in this chapter of new motherhood with a toddler, and like there's this little song I've been working on that was one of those that I was like, okay, got 1 hour, can I do this? You know, like, and I'd love to try it out on you guys, if that's all right.
And for this, I have to ask, what part of the New York Guitar Festival memo did you miss in writing this song for the piano?
Oh, no, you know, well, I'm going to do some other stuff on the guitar. I honestly, I don't really consider myself, you know, I don't even consider myself a vocalist or a guitar player or a pianist. Like, I just express myself on whatever I got express myself. So, you know, it does. I feel completely awkward to be invited by the New York Guitar Festival because I can barely play one string. So, anyways.
Well, I know you're going to be fishing Mark Rebo out of the backstage area in a couple of minutes. But what are you going to do right now? What is this song?
I'm going to go fish out this new one that I just wrote and see if it works, you know?
All right. So let's hear a new song from Trixie Whitley playing on our Fazioli piano here at the New York Guitar Festival, live from the green space.
Thank you.
permanence, the vine that wraps itself around my spine serenades the bones. It'll burn us off like stone. Feel for permanence, permanent fear for those who've got things to lose. Could I have nothing to lose except for you? Don't come to whatever happens will be. I place my beliefs in uncertainty. Forgive my flaws, I can only take company when I find my way out. Feel for permanence, permanent fear for those who've got for permanence.
Trixie Whitley with Fear for Permanence. It was a new song when she debuted it in the Green Space, our downstairs ground floor performance venue, during the New Sounds New York Guitar Festival collaboration in the summer of 2017.
I'd like to invite my buddy, Mark.
That's guitarist Mark Rebo, who shared the stage with her that evening.
This one is called... Yeah, I just kind of wrote this like the day before yesterday with this thing in mind. So... I hope it's it turns out. And thank you, Mark, for joining.
Hey, my pleasure.
This time I'm from April to May.
Thanks a lot. So this is an older song of mine. It's called Fourth Corner. It's a title track off of my first record. This is one, this is another very new one. This is called Hotter I Burn.
ocean fade, fade in reverse, I fade in verse, in constant love was my constant guide, but I never stop feeling, feeling everything inside.
Mark Ribot. Thank you,
Trixie Whitley, singer, songwriter, guitarist, recent mom, as she mentioned in our onstage interview, performing live in the Green Space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue. The event was a collaboration between New Sounds and the New York Guitar Festival, and now brought to you as part of the Soundcheck podcast, our series of live performances. You can watch all of these performances. Videos are on our website at newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.